But I've been, but what does the speakers actually qualify to hold this talk?
Almost there
I hear. Okay, that's great. So about the speakers, so I tell you now so I can save the time later. We have Zeno Forever.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've been told he's not only a longtime hacker camping volunteer, he also organizes the Dutch demo party outline, at least in 2024. He also founded the hackerspace, TikLab, in Eschende, Netherlands. And he's also the webmaster of the Space API map you can find at of mapall.space. Actually, I know it under a different URL, but it turns out I use it regularly. It's, do you know Space API? Who knows Space API? Raise your hands. Nice. So Space API is basically a way, a JSON file that all hackerspaces can publish to publish infos about themselves and real-time information, number of members open, yes or no, room, number of rooms open, sensor data, and so on. And Zeno Forever also made a map that can map the spaces on a map, and you can see on a map which hackerspace is open right now. It's a very nice tool. There's also some extension that aggregates all the events from hackerspaces into one big list of calendar events. Very convenient. So, and the other speaker we're gonna have here is Reality, who I know nothing about. But
power,
okay. But I can only imagine. That we have equally well traditions here. So who has been at a demo party like Evoke or nice. So quite a lot of people know what's going to happen here, probably better than me. I've been to Revision once, but and it was awesome. We did the whole, of course, the tunnel thing and everything. But yeah, I have to come go back there. It's nice. Demo parties are great. Live coding is great. I am not sure it's gonna be what's happening today, but I sure hope so. All right, nice. So, this looks like 90% set up.
You guys have power again?
Yeah, setting up stuff takes time. 10 minutes between the talks, very ambitious. Very ambitious. Most of the time it works. This time, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I told them.
Okay. Notice you all have a network.
Also, you have a reputation.
Yeah, so in case you wonder, I just heard, yeah, demo parties need to keep up appearances, and they have they just cannot start on time. That would give him a bad name. Yeah, but there's still gonna be a talk afterwards, so I hope they can work really fast and get everything done in like 10 minutes less, because the talk after us also needs time to start. But they're demo scenes, so they work better under pressure. So we'll see how that works out. Yeah, I'd say they're ready now. So, yeah. Yeah. Let's applaud and make sure they have to be ready.
I think we are ready. So, we haven't seen a ByteJam before. For who is this the first ByteJam? Cool. Okay. So we're gonna program. So we're gonna do some live coding, and we coded that. We're doing that with TIC80, and TIC80 is a fantasy console, kind of based on old hardware, but not really. So it looks very retro, and we also have a little bit of music,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm Zeno Forever, this is reality.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about what we see. The coders can start if they want, and the music can start a little bit. One moment. You can start, or what's going on? Doesn't tap. I think that's local problem, right? Yeah. That's on the phone. Yeah. Okay. So now we're actually starting the code. You see these four screens, so during the evening we're going to switch between these screens, and then slowly you get to see very good and nice effects, hopefully. I don't know if my voice is still terrible. Yeah, okay, it's okay, so. And I don't know if you noticed, but we use Lua as a programming language, and it's just in the script language. For this client, you can also use a Python script or JavaScript or any other scripting languages. Oh.
Yeah, so we've got one person coding in Python, which is Tropical Trevor.
Ah.
So it's not all Lua today. So this will be interesting.
And it's all friendly, so there's no limitations what you can do. So even beginners, so Frankie, for example, is that guy. It's for the first time here, so he's really searching what to do and what he can do. So. I put some chairs here, right? Is that your laptop?
No.
Yeah. CPO. That's meant to do some plasma thing, I think. And you can see also the resolution there. So has a resolution of 135 lines and 240 pixels wide. So. have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why is Lua normally used?
I'm not actually sure why it was normally used, but it's a very easy language. And also a lot of the fantasy consoles have come out from modern video games, such as Minecraft and so on, which
That's also Lua.
Uses Lua, so there's a link there as well, but I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, you can use any language, and if you see this kind of competition, it's almost exclusive Lua is used.
It's almost always Lua. Yeah. There are Truck, which is a Finnish demo scene, uses Turtle to code in. And there's some people that have done JavaScript before, but this is the first time I'm seeing Python, which is awesome to see.
Yeah, it's a nice change, so. I'm curious to see what's gonna come out of that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Gazman does all the classics so far.
Gazman is does a lot of ZX Spectrum, so old British computer.
Yeah.
And,
that they can have do to make the same effects. But
yeah, similar. Yeah.
Yeah, for people who see this for the first time, this is the TIG-80, but you also have shader battles, and that is done with a graphic card and so 3D graphics there.
Yeah, there's different types of jamming or live coding in the demo scene. This is TIG-80, but there's also Bonzomatic, which is shaders. And then there's a new tool that just slipped my mind, but doing Copper, which is on the Amiga, but it's you don't have to know anything Amiga, and that's so there are, and there's also one for the ZX Spectrum, so there are a lot of different live coding platforms you can now use, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you could use those languages to make setup like this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. So maybe we have to do next time another language then.
Yeah.
For another platform.
Or multiple platforms as well.
Yeah, I've seen that the FieldFX, they have sometimes mixed the TIG-80 and the shaders.
Yeah, we've been experimenting with doing more mixed content.
Yeah.
And it would be awesome to...
Yeah, you see at some consoles there's the bottom line is orange or red. So some competitions, so this is by jam, so it's friendly and just go a little bit around just for fun, but there are also byte battle, and then you get a topic 5 minutes in front, and then you have a size limit for 1k or less.
Yes, very low size limit.
Yeah, so 512 bytes,
you
for example.
You can see the counter on the screen now set, so if this was a size coded by the battle, that would be over the limits on the 604.
So and then you have to make effect in 20 minutes on the topic below to 512 bytes. So that's a kind of challenge for the coders, I think.
Yeah.
Now, this is sometimes already a challenge, so.
Sort of a byte jam is a nice way to just have a creative a jam, I guess. But yeah, we've been doing these almost every Monday for the past past 2 years, I think. So if you want to join in, we have a Discord, and we're always looking for new. Welcome anyone who wants to try live coding. It's a really good platform, and yeah, if you like shaders, or if you like Thick 80, or if you have no experience at all,
how many users are there right now in your Discord group?
About 300 people.
300, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. That's a decent number.
Yeah.
And is there any relation with the Love Byte competitions and stuff like that, or just independence?
So Love Byte was the first. Love Byte is an online demo party that focuses in size coding, and they were the first demo party to do a jam, or I'm not sure if it was a jam or if it was a battle.
They were
the first party to do it, and then we decided, oh, we would do one as well.
Yep.
So we did one at EMF 2022 on stage, and that was the first one in public. And since then, many other demo parties have also had ticked jams or battles in person and online. And Love Byte still does it every February. They have their battles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Love Byte was kind of the inspiration of all, and you lent it a little bit and make it your own.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of people involved into improving and writing the tools.
Yeah.
So the TickWS is what we use, which is a tool that allows you to send your code. So that's the tool that's running now, so all these people here can code and it shows up for you.
Yeah.
And then there's also been people that have worked on adding FTT, so when you have sound coming into your computer, you can code and it reacts to the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a DJ, such as Command Homer, the code you are writing is interactive with the music playing.
Yeah. Yeah, and the battle version, to say it so, also has sounds, effects. Not one, but I think nowadays almost 10 or something, 10 functions or so.
Yeah,
they've all just a little bit different behavior.
Yeah, it's really really been amazing to see how much development there has been in the last. I think the first jam was 21 or 22 with Love Bites, and since then there's been a lot of development, and we've done over 100 of these every Monday now. So
yeah, you can find them back on livecodes.demozoo.org, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, there's a vast archive of past, not just us, but every demo party that's hosted a live coding event has an entire archive of everything.
Yeah, and the nice thing of that kind of source code, you can look to what other people made, and maybe get a little bit of inspiration there.
Yeah.
So you can learn that way. Trophy makes something nice. Even in Python, you can create something cool. So it's all knowing the language itself and knowing the functions you can call for Thick 80. And then it doesn't matter what language you use, so.
No. No, the you have a limited palette of how many colors you can use, and then the resolution is limited as well. And there are some other limitations that I'm struggling to recall. But this is a fantasy, so there's different ones. There's Pico 8, which is has more limits. There the CPU is limited. There's Picatron as well, which is a new one. There's Micro WS, which is WebAssembly, which is really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Did you pay attention what time we started?
No.
No, 26. So I think they are on the way 50 minutes now.
Yeah, I would say about 15 minutes.
Yeah, and they still have 50 minutes to go. So it's we don't gonna take questions this time. Okay, the first coda is finished, I think. While she takes a break. Yeah, it's a good thing she still has to take back the laptop, so. And last revision, there was also a record breaking about the most clients.
There was over 40 participants all live coding at once, which was incredible from both at revision and I believe off-site as well. And
yeah,
that was amazing. And
it was 40 as 4-0?
4-0.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot.
And there's a competition between a demo party called Inertia in Portugal and Revision, who can outdo each other. So I'm sure Inertia this year will break that record.
A little bit of competition is good.
Yes, yes.
But then you have 40 of this kind of screen, so I think it's then very hard to follow what's going on. Or with 4 screens, I have a hard time sometimes, so. Or then I blink and then some, hey, there's a new effect, wow.
there's also been other formats of this where you are voted out. So there's multiple participants, and then you can vote live, and then if someone gets too little, they're out. Yeah. And then you're left with fewer and fewer people until one wins, which is a good way of doing this as well.
Yeah.
As,
yeah, then you have a real competition then, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The laptop. Yeah, we don't know. Ah, so Frank and NL is coding some kind of game, which is interesting.
Frankie, you may use the internet, eh? You know that. You may use the internet.
Ah, okay.
Ask for a firelight. I don't know about that. Maybe Gasman has the same problem. Violet. Frankie have a problem. Oh, this screen and this screen is different. You probably don't hear it, but they have a discussion now how to do things, so they help each other out. As mentioned, it is a friendly game, so.
Yeah, I heard the competitive battles can get very, very competitive. People are very, very dedicated, and some will practice for months.
Mm.
And there's people that can even, like, they practice and they can recall everything in their head, and just it's incredible. So
if they go into competition itself, it's almost just blindly typed and then debugged, and then it's kind of done.
Mm.
Wow.
But I like jams because people are often, they're free to experiment and have this creative sort of I want to try this tonight or something.
Yeah, I've seen some amazing effects. And to do that, you have to find out how it works and do some risk assessment. And if you have to do competition, you don't give yourself the time to do that. So.
Yeah.
live debugging of the code.
It's quite nice when you have these in person because you can have these interactions.
Sure. We're going to break things.
We got 50.
Do you happen to know something more about the history of the TIC-8 itself? Because I think it's always a SNES emulator originally.
Yes. So TIC-80 was developed by Nesbox, which is an awesome person. And Nesbox continues to put out updates and new features into TIC-80. There's recently they've added more music functions because you can also TIC-80 also has a built-in tracker as well to make music with, and a lot of TIC-80. TIC-80 is more made for game development or people that just want to create small programs.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant for live coding, but it's turned out really well.
So the DMC hacked the TIC-80 then.
Well, we now have, sorry for forgetting your name, we now have someone that is submitting patches to TIC-80, so the FTT, the music stuff, is integrated into the latest TIC-80.
Ah, okay, that's
behind
nice.
The build flag, but it is there.
So that's cool. I didn't know that. So
Alice, thank you, Alice. It was Alice who did that.
The song. Yeah. But that's good that they're going back to the original TIC-80 then, so it gets maintained and everyone gets So I think that's good for the live coding and stuff like that, so you don't have the need in a separate client for that.
No, it's amazing to, as I've said, to see how streamlined this is becoming, and it's still a challenge to run this at a hacker camp, but it is getting easier, and hopefully we can do more of these at more and more camps and really get more people into live coding.
Yep. Applaus for Zul. Yeah, it looks really nice.
No, yeah, that is very, very nice.
And very colorful.
Around 10 minutes, so if the jammers want to prepare to finish and show everything.
10 minutes, yeah. So 10 minutes to go, and then yeah, we kind of done then. Yeah, always surprised what you can do in this just so little time. So
yeah, it's amazing what you can come up with in 15 minutes or even longer.
Yeah, the bite times for field fix is always 1 hour, right?
Generally 1 hour, yes. We found 1 hour is about as much as people can code for.
Yeah, without a break or yeah. Something.
And it's also a very good length of time to have a DJ set. We always have different DJs, so when you're watching as a viewer, you get some awesome music and some awesome visuals, and I think it's a good experience. And then
yep.
It helps the coder as well to have some nice music to code to, and then especially with their code interacting with the music and the beats.
Mm. Yeah, and there's not a necessity to do that, but it's an option. So
yes, yeah.
Some coders like to do that, and other coders never use it. So
yeah, there's multiple. You can basically do whatever you want. There's multiple languages. There's multiple things. It's incredible, really.
It looks like Trevor is rendering some software. Renderer. Very good art, are they? So 7 minutes left, gentlemen. Slowly tight up your code, document it with remarks, so you know next year what you actually did. Some people who actually can read the code, you can see there's also using beak and poke to set colors.
Yeah.
So So that way you can directly manipulate the color palette. So you have 16 colors to make something, but you can change it on the fly. So
yeah. So we're just getting to the final few minutes now. So So that's amazing effect by Tropical Trevor. And thank you, Tropical Trevor, for being here and everything.
As you know, Frankie tries to implement the new Flappy Bird. Four minutes left. Traffic tries new function and new functions and new functions. I'm really curious to see what he ends up with. So we will see in a few minutes. And the sphere of Casman is also interactive with sounds.
Spinning ball them.
Yeah, but they're only interactive for the sound,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
2 minutes left.
And then we have what I imagine is a Flappy Bird's clone, which is awesome.
Mm.
It's amazing how you can do something in such a short amount of time.
Yeah. And yeah, remember that Frankie only learned Tech 80 2 days ago. So yeah, it's still impressive you can at least create something here on the stage. Minute left. So do we need a countdown for the coders?
Yeah,
I don't have seconds on this. There's no clock, right? No. One minute left.
Well. No.
Yeah. Zero. That means no time left, right? Obviously.
Yeah, unfortunately, that means no time left.
Yeah, so we would like to go on, but there's a next speaker after this, and we have to clean up this mess. So I want to thank you all for coming. Thank you for the Dakotas. So Trevor, Gasman, Frankie NL, Violet, and Omar. So, and Reality.
And thank you today for everything.
Thank you. So, if you want to know more, there's a website for the demo scene and the Discord server. So join the Discord and then we can help you further. Thank you all. Bye-bye.